Why you need to invest in yourself. Hello, my name's Mark Fitzgerald. It's great to have you joining me here. So I'm going to cover today why I've invested thousands and thousands of pounds in myself and why you should be looking at doing the same. I'm not here to try and sell you anything. I'm not here to basically try and coax you into anything either. I'm just going to tell you about my journey and why I've done what I've done. Okay. And it's something that I would highly recommend, because when I started this, my mindset was so, so negative. Okay. I wouldn't have spent a pound on my own self-development, on helping myself improve. And that is absolutely crazy. Do you know? So I worked as a corporate manager for 16 years. Before that, I worked as delivery drivers. I worked in sales. I did a bit of, I worked in different shops, did a bit of security work, all sorts of different jobs, because I was a grafter. When I grew up, my parents, but people around me always said, work hard and you'll earn good living. Work hard. And that was working hard for somebody else in most cases. I never got the memo about working hard on my own mindset. But then when I started out, we didn't have the internet. So if you can think back then, it was a long, 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 long time ago, so to speak. We didn't even have mobile phones then. Well, you had the big block, the big brick, and a friend of mine's uncle had one in his Porsche, which, you know, you're walking around, it was like a briefcase in itself. But I was about 18 when I got my first mobile phone. So we didn't have access to all the information that we have now. So I never got a memo that said you need to work harder on yourself. I wasn't reading books. I wasn't bothered about all of that. I was out basically to earn as much money as I can doing hard work and then spend that money having fun. So that was, you know, driving around, partying, doing all sorts, not driving around and partying at the same time, mind you. So that was what I did. And then I got a job as a carpenter for the Swift Group. So basically building motorhome furniture. I worked my way up off the shop floor there, all the way to senior management level. And that was where I got stuck. And that is realistically where I decided that I wasn't really happy with my life. I was missing my family. I was missing my kids growing up. I wasn't being able to be there for them. I was just head down chasing the next pay rise, thinking that's the best way to do it. Getting 1.5%, if you were lucky, a year pay rise. Inflation was beating my pay rises anyway. The money was decent. It was good enough to keep you there. It was good enough to make you feel that you had to keep turning up and you'd be worried if they were going to sack you or something. But it wasn't fulfilling, it wasn't satisfying, and I needed to change. And it wasn't until 2018 when I had to have an operation on my ankle that I really stopped. And that was at the time then where me and my sister were going to pool our money together, put a bit of money together, buy a couple of buy-to-lets. And I just happened to Google how to make money in property. And that was where this whole world opened up to me. This whole world of rent to rents, purchase lease options, vendor finance, all these different strategies that you probably know about now. Certainly if you've watched the channel or listened to the channel before, you'll know a lot about these different strategies. I didn't. I was just like, this is a whole underworld. This is going to be illegal. This can't even be, you know, where's this stuff come from? Why have I never heard about this before? And that's because I've never been looking for it. Opportunity is everywhere. You have to look for the opportunities. And if you're blind to the opportunities that are there, they will go past you. And the next person who's behind you, who is open and looking for the opportunities, will take them. You have to make sure that you're not missing all the opportunities that potentially you should be having for yourself as well. So I was laid up. I was Googling all of this. I started reading books. I started then going out to networking events and seeing people that were out there doing this. And that was when I decided that I wanted to build a rent-to-rent business. Why? Because I saw that other people were doing rent-to-rent and I thought I could do it better. So I invested in myself. I did the Mastermind program with the Property Investors Network, which was their 12-month program. And I invested in a few other courses as well at the time, right, to get the specialist knowledge to find out how to get the deal. To find out how to build a property business. Now, subsequently, I found out how to get the deals. I didn't necessarily find out how to build and systemize a business. I had to do that for myself because that was the training I had, which was finding deals. So that is why I now like to help people when they're doing this strategy, whether it's in serviced accommodation or whether it's in HMOs, how to actually start, find the deals and everything, which is great. Get them over the line, doing only the best deals, not paying for deposits, not paying for massive refurbishments when it comes to rent-to-rent deals, and then systemizing your business, building up a business that you can be proud of, that you can do the work in that you want. If you need any help and support with that, visit thepropertyunleashed.com, where we have free tools and resources, masterclass trainings that you can do. There's ebooks you can read, there's deal analyzers, you can start stacking deals. Why do I put this out there? Because finding the deals when it comes to rent to rent isn't a massive big deal at the end of the day, if that makes sense. You can get out there and you can find deals. It's finding and doing good deals. And that is what I help my students to do. When they've got a good deal, we make sure that we get that deal over the line. If they're not good deals, then we have to renegotiate. We have to look at the numbers and things. Too many people out there doing bad, bad deals. Why? Because they're fumbling and bumbling around on their own, and it's going to cost them thousands and thousands of pounds in mistakes. Whereas if they come and work with us, they might spend a bit of money on some training, but at the end of the day, they'll save themselves thousands of pounds in mistakes. And of course, the stuff that I'm talking to you about now on the propertyunleashed.com website is completely free. Free tools and resources, help yourself. I did that when I started out. I used to download everybody's free resources and free tools. Why? Just to learn a bit more. Start learning, start educating yourself, and use the free stuff that can get you so far, okay? So I invested in myself. I did the 12-month mastermind program. 60 other property or potential property investors were on that course. Over the 12 months, it took me 4 months to get my first deal. It took me 6 months of deals. I got six deals then to replace my corporate wage. I took voluntary redundancy before I started the mastermind program, basically because it was on offer and I wanted to spend more time building my property business. I don't recommend anybody does that. I had planned to do this alongside a full-time job, but hey ho, the opportunity was there and I took it. And I've never looked back. And I had the support of my wife and my kids and everybody and my family to be able to go out there and do this, which was very, very special to me. So in my mastermind year, I managed to double my corporate wage. I managed to also be a top performer out of 60 other investors. They picked the top five or six people. I was picked as one of those, and I was voted the overall winner as well, which is something I'm hugely, hugely excited about. And now I actually work with the Property Investors Network and I host their 12-month mastermind program. So, you know, 5 years on, it's great to be a part of that and a part of the team helping others now get out there and achieve their results. So I don't say all of that to try and brag. What I do is I say all of that because I held myself back. I stopped myself for years. About 6 years, I'd have said, I wanted to get out there and do something for myself, but I held myself back. I had limiting beliefs. As I say, I never got the memo about investing in myself. I thought I could find out everything that I needed to find out from podcasts, from YouTube channels, from books. And you can find out so much, but it's never going to give you the full, complete roadmap. The minute I actually got out of my own way, I invested in training, I invested in people who had already been there and done that, things started to happen for me, things sped up for me. I just needed to make sure that I worked hard on the right stuff to get the results that I wanted. And that was really when I went to my first PIN meeting and I booked on 72 hours in advance and I managed to win prize draw, which was a foundation day. I then spent the day with Andy Haynes, who is PIN's number one lead trainer. Fantastic guy. And it really opened my eyes up to the fact that I thought I knew everything. And I sat there and listened to Andy all day long going through all the different, you know, sort of strategies and how you can do things and realized I didn't know a thing. I didn't have a clue. I didn't know what I didn't know. And that was really where the secret was. I thought, well, I can start this rent-to-rent business. I can do. And there were loads of gaps that I didn't know about. Why? Because I didn't know. I've never done it. So that was when, you know, you invest in yourself, you make sure that you follow a complete roadmap, which I have with the rent-to-rent business builder and the ultimate serviced accommodation business builder as well. It's a complete roadmap. You follow it step by step, you'll get the results that you want. You'll get the results that you need. You'll get the results that can completely change your life. And that is the difference, realistically, between having that negative mindset and holding yourself back and being able to get out there, get out of your own way, if you like, and actually achieve the results that you want to achieve. So for you, I ask you this question. Now, this is a question that if you'd have asked me, I'll tell you what my answer would have been. But if somebody said to you, Mark, spend £20,000, and I tell you what, I'll tell you how you can grow a property business that makes you six figures year on year for the rest of your life. Would you do it? Now, if you'd have said that to me in 2018, I would have said, no chance. I'm not even giving you 500 quid. I'm not even going to give you 20 quid, let alone £20,000. And you know what? I would have been an idiot. Why? Because you might be sat there now saying, there's no chance I'm giving somebody 20 grand. What happens if they run off with it? Well, let's cut that out. You know what I mean? Let's do our due diligence on people, people that aren't going to run off with your money and stuff like that, but people who have been there and done it. Now, I'm not telling you to come and give me £20,000 and I'll show you exactly how to do the same, although I could, but I don't. But it is a big investment. I paid that to do the mastermind, okay? £20,000. I now have three property businesses that produce over six figures in each business each and every year. And that doesn't show any signs of changing at the moment. In fact, I'm trying to grow it even bigger. Why? Why not? So that is the best investment ever. If I said to you, I've got £100,000 here, you give me 20 grand, I'll give you £100,000. Would you give me, or would you try hook or by crook to find 20 grand to give me? I bet you would. I know I certainly would now, because you can see it. You could see £100,000 that I could give you straight away. The problem is, when we invest in ourselves, even if it's for £1,000, 1,500 quid, 500 quid, we cannot see the pot of gold that potentially awaits us if we do the actions, if we set ourselves up correctly, if we don't make costly mistakes that could cost us thousands and thousands of pounds. And that's where it all goes wrong. See, a lot of us cannot see the value in it. We cannot see the money there because we cannot have that quick fix. And we're all, as a nation now, as a society, we just want a quick fix. We want the next easy thing. I'll give you 20 grand because that 100 grand is going to go straight into my hand. Give it here, give it here, give it here. It's not like that. You've got to put the work in. So if you are going to invest any money into yourself, don't just watch training. Don't just, you know, show up to coaching calls or get involved in communities, but not take action. And the first question you should ever ask yourself if you are getting into property investing is, am I scared of getting a deal? This is one of the questions that my one-to-one students that I work with, I ask, are you afraid of getting a deal? Because we have to get over that mindset straight away. Now, you could say to me, what are you on about, Mark? That's a ridiculous question to ask. If I've paid for some training and I want to go out there and get a deal, of course I'm not afraid of getting a deal. I want deals. Do you? Some people do. And some people are willing to go out there and do those deals. But some people will self-sabotage themselves. The deal will never be quite right. The numbers will never stack 100%. The ducks won't be aligned. The stars won't be aligned. I can't do this deal. Why? Because my mind is sabotaging me. So it's the first thing that you need to get over. And I see more and more and more people have this. That's a perfect deal. Which is why when I have students, I say, send me the numbers of your deal. Put it on a deal analyzer that we give you. Email it across to me. Let me have a look at it. Let me say to you, that is a deal I would do all day long. Why? Because I've done so many of these. I can say that. Or I can say to you, hang on a minute, your numbers are off. I don't think you're going to be paying that. I don't think your rents will be that. I don't think that. You've got to have done a bit of due diligence yourself because I don't know everybody's rents in every areas. But I can look at the numbers and say your utilities aren't quite right there. This, that, that, this. Have you thought about that? Maybe you need to go back and speak to them about this. But in some cases, I get a deal sent to me. I look at the numbers and I'm like, that's a deal I'd do. I send it back to them. That deal is bang on. Offer that. And if you get that, you've got yourself a sweet deal. And the amount of people that don't do it or sabotage it and ruin it for themselves, and then somebody else will come along and do the deal, and they're like, oh, obviously they didn't want to work with me. No, no, no. Maybe you just didn't send the deal over and follow up with them like you should have, which is really, really important. You need to get out there. You need to follow up with them straight away as well and show that you're keen. There's a lot of people that don't do this, and a lot of people that are afraid. And I was afraid when I did my first deal. Okay, I'll admit it, I was afraid. But did I do the deal? Yeah, I did, because the numbers worked. The numbers worked for me. And I, there was a little bit of a hint of, I'm not 100% sure. And I actually did send the deal to a couple of, I don't know, mentors. I was on a coaching program. This wasn't mastermind. This was another thing just to help me with rent to rent. And the answer I got back was when I sent them, do you think it's a good deal? Which ain't really a good, very good answer at the end of the day. I said, I don't know. I've never done a deal before. I don't know whether it's good or bad. It looks good to me on paper, but do you think those numbers stack? And in the end, they said, yes, I think it does. But the first answer wasn't always great. But we got there in the end. But that's why now I like to help people. I like to work with people. I like to say, if it's a deal, yes, that's a deal I do. Happy days. And that's why, you know, I offer that. So I don't offer that service to everybody. So don't all start sending me your deals, because I can't look at every single deal. I've got deals to look at myself. But if you are a part of my community, then we make sure I have a set time where I go through people who've sent their emails over, sent their deals over, and marketing over if they want me to review it and things like that. So if you need any help with anything, you can visit thepropertyunleashed.com. Free tools and resources and guides and ebooks and all sorts of good stuff there to just get you started and get you set up. But make sure you're not holding yourself back. Make sure that you're willing to invest in yourself. Best investment you'll ever make. Doesn't have to be investing with me or anything like that, but you do your due diligence on whoever you want to invest in. But make sure also you remember that if you pay a bit of money, you should make that back within your first deal, maybe two deals. And that's what it's all about. But you have to take the action. So make sure it's the right thing for you. The reason now that I invest thousands and thousands, and I can honestly say thousands and thousands of pounds in my own development, is to make myself the best father I can be, the best husband I can be, the best property investor I can be, the best entrepreneur I can be, the best business owner I can be. I want to be the best version of me I can possibly be. And when you start out at the level around here, you're looking at coaches and mentors at that level. Why? You want to start working with them so they can gradually start to pull you up to that level, because they will do as long as you're taking the actions that are needed. And then you look to the next level. Who's up above there now? Where's the next level that I want to get to? I want to get to there. That person's doing it. I've found out that person's doing it. I now need to see how they're doing it. I now need to get pulled up to that level. And you will get to a certain point where you think to yourself, I'm happy now. I am happy at this level. Or, a bit like me, you'll find that you're never really happy. You always want to learn more. You always were looking for the next person, the next sort of mentor, guide, whoever can help you and pull you into the right direction. And that's really what coaching, mentoring, training, home studies are. They're pulling you from a complete novice and getting you the groundworks to get up there. So you never want to have a coach or a mentor without having a proven training product that you've gone through that works, so that you've got that basic grounding. If somebody says they're going to coach you or mentor you or something like that, I mean, a mentor will show you what to do. A coach will talk to you about what you need to do and help you come to your own conclusions and things. But of course, if you haven't got the basics and somebody's trying to do that on a one-to-one level with you, it's very, very difficult. It's very difficult. That's why we like to put people through a home study. We like to make sure that they're then part of a community. Group coaching calls, so we all learn together. And then if they want to take it to that next level and work with somebody one-on-one, then that's where really where you can start then to take it to that next superior level. Okay, so invest in yourself. That was why I've invested in myself and why I continue to do so. And I'm always looking for the next coach, mentor, home study, whatever I can find to make sure that I'm building businesses. I like to look at my property investing as a bucket, and I like to have as many different taps pouring a bit of money into that bucket as possible. So HMOs, serviced accommodation, you know, developments, working with investors, and also other businesses that are outside of property as well, because I love building businesses. So I like to look to potentially buy businesses that I can, you know, ramp up, maybe sell in the future, or that it'll just be very, very good on the cash flow front. Hope this episode's been good. I hope you've enjoyed it. And I look forward to you joining me in the next episode. Now, you take care and bye for now.